May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We just heard the story of the resurrection, almost. We didn't get to see Jesus. We're in the position of Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, who we feel like we've been to the empty tomb, but we didn't quite get to see the risen Jesus because we're living 2,000 years after that morning took place, and we hear the risen Jesus in the stories handed down from person to person, and in the encounters we have in our lives and in our faith with people and with events that give us glimpses of what it is to see the resurrection. This week, I have been having multiple experiences of what resurrected life is, or what life restored is through organ donation. And it's given me a little glimpse, I think, of what Jesus is giving us, but in a more tangible and concrete way. On Tuesday, we renewed our vows, all of the clergy of the diocese in this cathedral, and two people who were there were a priest from Navajo land who had just received a kidney transplant, and another priest from a different diocese, but who had served at Navajo land for a while, who was the kidney donor. And just that, you know, greater love hath no man than giving an organ for his friend. But that incredible self-offering to give the gift of life and to think about what love it is that allows you to say, I will give you a part of myself that you could live. And that was Tuesday. And then on Thursday, I began my day early by going to St. Joseph's Hospital and giving last rites to a young woman who had had a massive brain hemorrhage and who was on life support. And I prayed those prayers with her sister and her sister-in-law and her parents on Zoom, and felt the incredible loss and grief and the reality of the cross and of being present when essentially you are saying, it is finished. And I left, and their family continued to be with their sister and grieve. And I checked in later in the day. You know, I've been praying for you all day. How are you doing? And the sister said, well, they've taken her now and are taking her organs for donation. And I was again struck at, here is death giving life. Not eternal life, but concrete, real life in a way that I can understand maybe more tangibly than I can understand eternal life. And then it hit me that my best friend is waiting for a lung transplant. And I had a moment of thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great if these lungs were going to my friend? I would be so happy. And that idea of how it must feel to be given the gift of life makes me think that today on Easter, it is that feeling times 1,000. Because we are being offered not just an extension of our earthly lives, but eternal life. Life from now until eternity ends. And sometimes that is such a great gift that I can't quite fathom it. Like, I can talk theology, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in eternal life, hear me. But it's so big that it's hard to feel it every day. But when I think of what it must be like to receive an organ that gives you more life when you thought your life was at an end, I go, oh, I understand how joyful that would make me feel. And so tonight, I invite all of us to feel that joy, to take that image, or whatever it is for you, of what it is to have death be destroyed and to have life give the victory, and have that be the joy that's in your heart today. Because that is what those women who fled from the tomb in terror eventually shared. And what the disciples and those women experienced when they saw the risen Jesus, and what Christians for 2,000 years have experienced and said that at death life is changed and not ended. And alleluia is our response to that. In a moment, we're going to renew our baptismal vows. Renew the promises we make where God has given us the promise that in baptism we are given that eternal life. God has donated eternal life to us through the work of Jesus on the cross. And all we have to do is say yes. One of my favorite collects is the collect at morning prayer that says that, you know, Jesus, you extended your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that the whole world could come within the reach of your saving embrace. And that image of Jesus on the cross with his arms extended to give us a hug is the image that Jesus hugs us and holds us and carries us through death, through the empty tomb, into life eternal. So as we renew our baptismal vows, feel that embrace of Jesus. Feel the arms of love from the cross holding you, holding those you love, and bringing all of us together through the other side into life. Amen.